Powered by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 16. Our drop date is Thursday, April 16th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie, joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Quarter Peep. And guess who we have in the house this week? Woohoo!
We have Danny Kenzie with us. Welcome to the show, Danny.
Hey, thanks for having me, y'all.
Yeah, the last time we saw you, Danny, we didn't even know each other. We didn't know we were seeing each other, but we were at the 2025 Josie Music Awards congratulating you on your Songwriter Achievement Award. Congrats, buddy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, I really do. And yeah, I was that night I was taking the trash out, and I think we bumped each other behind stage.
So. That might have been it. That absolutely might have been it. Well, we were fortunate to be up there as a nominee as well, but congratulations on the win. And I know I've heard you say that's just a little more inspiration for what you're doing.
It is. I mean, you know, it's always great to win something and be recognized for something. If it's an award or just at a show, people singing along or noticing your music, I mean, it really does help create the, you know, keep the creative juices flowing every time.
Well, and you've been doing this for quite some time. 3 years old, you picked up the piano. Is that the truth?
Yeah, that is true. I've been doing this since, let's see, for 95 years now. And
that's, you look remarkably good.
That's musician years, I guess you could say, right? But yeah, but, you know, 3 years old when one of five kids in the family and mom and dad put us in music at a young age, and I stuck with it throughout high school and college, and you know, becoming an opera, you know, performance opera or performance major, vocal major. So yeah, it was always with me,
and continues to be successful today. You kind of got that classic country sound, but a lot of fun. You really appear to, and we've had the opportunity. We've been watching you on your YouTube channel and the things that are there, and you have a darn good time with this music.
Yeah, you know, I like to have fun, a lot of fun with my music, and there's a lot of fun things that I'm doing now and writing that no one's quite heard yet, but they will soon.
All right. Well, the first one that we've got queued up is one that we have heard, an interesting choice, but man, I love what you've done with this song. It's an old Ronnie Milsap classic. This is Smoky Mountain Rain, and you really knocked this one out of the park.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. You know, we did this song. I did a couple shows with Ronnie years back, and I told him, I said, I'm going to record that song one day. And he said, go for it. I'm sure you'll be better than I did or do whatever, you know, better than me. So I said, yeah, you know, but I wanted to keep this low key, kind of laid back and not too flashy. And it was just, you know, pretty much acoustic guitar, me playing piano and doing my thing.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, it's a great take on the song. We really enjoy it. Let's give this a listen. Smoky Mountain Rain from Danny Kenzie.
I'm away from LA back to Knoxville. I found that those bright lights ain't where I belong. From a phone booth in the rain, I called a teller. I've had a change of dreams of coming home. The tears filled my eyes when I found out she was gone. Smoky Mountain Rain keeps on falling. I keep on calling her name. Smoky Mountain Rain, I keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. She's somewhere in the Smoky Mountain Rain. Waved a diesel down outside a cafe. Said that he was gone as far was cradling bird. I climbed up in the cab all wet and cold and lonely. I wiped my eyes and told him about her. I got to find her and make these big wheels burn. Smoky mountain rain keeps on falling. Keep on calling her name. Smoky mountain rain, keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. She's somewhere in the Smoky mountain rain. Can't blame her for letting go. A woman needs someone warm to hold. I feel the rain running down my face. I'll find her no matter what it takes. Smoky mountain rain keeps on falling. On calling her name. Smoky mountain rain, keep on searching. I can't go on hurting this way. Smoky mountain rain keeps on falling. Keep on calling.
Yes, that is Danny Kenzie's version of Smoky Mountain Rain. You know, it's one of those songs, Danny, that every time you hear it, it feels good. You know, it's a, even though the song, the story is sad, that's just one of those classic country songs. You hear it, okay, everything's all right now.
For sure. I mean, you know, that's why I've always loved this song. I mean, I love doing shows with Ronnie, and I'm a piano player. He's a piano player. So it's like, I've got to do the song. And I recorded the song. So it's always, yeah.
Did he give you any feedback after hearing your version?
He just said, don't make it suck. No. When he, you know, actually, I don't know if he's heard my version or not, but I know before, you know, I told him before I recorded, you know, he said, don't make it suck. But he may have heard it. I don't know. You know,
all right. Well, you certainly didn't make it suck. That is a great version. We enjoyed it. We are with Danny Kenzie. We are going to take a quick break and come right back. The Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast has a single purpose: offer a platform for the promotion of independent artists. We're a weekly show featuring guests from throughout the United States and Canada. And we're proud to say we are winners of the Best Independent Radio Station from the Michigan Music Awards and a 2025 Josie Music Awards nominee for Best Podcast or Music Radio Show. If you're interested in being a guest on VCS, feel free to contact us at vehiclecitysound.com. Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Danny Kenzie. We are talking about some classic country, and we're talking about just a wonderful music. He's the 2025 Songwriter Achievement Award winner for the Josie Music Awards. He is moving forward without question. Danny, what does the creative process look for you when you're putting together the music that you perform for all of us? Is it the same every time? Do you follow a different pattern? Or does each song have its own story?
Yeah, you know, each song does. It really does. First of all, I got this weird shadow going on here. I got lots of cards. But there you go. That's better. But, you know, yeah, each song that I do, it's, you know, I kind of – so first off, I grab my songs or start my songs by either living the moment. That's why I like country music. Country music kind of like lives in the moment. You know, you write about what you know. And there's some songs that I've written about what I know, how I feel, what where I've been, and you know, in that moment that happens, or I hear somebody saying something, and I'm like, that's pretty kind of interesting. So let's use that in a song. But I'm always, as a songwriter, I'm always 24 hours. My brain is going trying to figure the next song out, you know, or the next creative idea.
You bet. It's always the ideas you hear, the things you hear. You might overhear somebody saying something, and that's what plays into it. Is that, or are you the one that's driving down the road and just pulls over and starts writing?
Yep. That's been a couple times like that for sure. I mean, most of my stuff some years prior had been like written in the bathroom, you know, just trying to find the best songs. So, but there's also one that I really should have had sent to y'all, and I didn't do it because you're playing my serious stuff tonight. I've got one that my wife noticed a toilet seat was up, and I wrote a song called "Put the Toilet Seat Up," it's super catchy, and it's going to be out hopefully this year. But
well, when that one comes out, you got to let us know because that one's going to get a special play. Now, are you performing? You've got a band that contributes to all of this. What's a performance look like for you?
My band doesn't do anything at all. They just kind of gripe, and I got to chaperone them around and babysit them the whole time. No, you know, I've got a few things that I do. So I do a lot of solo shows, duo shows, my buddy Barefoot Joe. I've got a 3-piece band that I do with me and him. And I've got a 5-piece band, 4-piece, whatever you want. It's like a la carte. You know, you want a trombone player, I got a trombone player. But, you know, I've got a lot of people, a lot of friends, a lot of musicians that I play with. And, But my whole year is solo, duo shows, trio band, and full band shows, you know, the whole time. Right. And they're very, very supportive of what I do because they have to be because I'm paying them.
This is true. Hey, this next one that we've got queued up, we really enjoy too. And this one's called Higher. Can you give us the backstory on this one?
Man, you know, there really isn't much of a, you know, a really backstory. It was just, I felt good writing the song one day. And I'm like, man, you know, your love is making me higher. You know, how high can I go? And when you're feeling bad, you know, you want to, you know, just scream or whatever. It's that love that pushes you, you know, above the clouds and everything. And this was like a 15-minute write. I just wrote it real quick and did it. And this is the one that I won the award for last year.
Isn't that fantastic how those ones that just come so quickly like that tend to be the real winners?
Yep.
All right. Let's give this one a listen. This is Higher from Danny Kenzie.
I'm spinning on the edge again, not really sure where I fit in, but I know I can't fly on my own. Concrete walls are killing me, be my hammer and break me free, let me crash into your arms once more. Your love is making me high, making me high, making me higher. Your love is making me high, making me high, making me higher. Love is like a drug, I guess, an easy way to get my fix, feeling that is too hard to describe. Burning like a wild flame, from head to toe it's all the same. You're the only rush that keeps me alive. Your love is making me high, making me high, making me higher. Your love is making me high, making me high, making me higher.
Yes, sir. I know right where that one's going, Quarter Peep.
Oh, it's already on my
It's on the playlist. There you go.
That is, I tell you, so I was saying it was a 15-minute write, and it was, but before I wrote that song, I had a different song of mine. I mean, I wrote completely different lyrics to the song. When my buddies recorded this with this music, the guitar player is a guy named Bo Hendrich, and Bo is a good friend of mine. He used to play guitar for Chris Young for a few years.
Okay.
And he had this, I told him what I wanted and what I heard. He had this rocking guitar, and I said, there's no way I could put these lyrics to this song. It just can't happen. So I put those lyrics on hold for something totally different and wrote this song in like 15 minutes and said, this is the way it has to be. So it's got that kind of like, I don't know, the band vibe, you know, that song was the band or, I don't know, maybe Allman Brothers. I don't know, some kind of rock and roll, kind of classic rock stuff, you know?
It's a road trip song. There's no question about that. That's got the windows down, and we're cruising down the highway and having fun.
That's right.
You bet.
Yep.
You bet. Well, we loved it. It's a great tune. Thank you so much. That's Higher
from Danny. Did you hear the drum part in there?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's you.
I didn't play that. I didn't play that. No.
Well, it was still good. Hey, we are going to take a quick break, and we are going to come back with a real treat for you as well. This last one that we've got queued up is special. We are with Danny Kenzie. We'll be right back.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Danny Kenzie, having a great time tonight. A few laughs. First of all, Danny, before we get into God's Got His Cowboy, how do folks find you? Where are you on social media and elsewhere out in the electronic jungle?
Well, you can find all my CDs at the Dollar Tree or the Dollar General. That's a good place to do it.
In the barrel?
Yeah. Well, seriously, I'm DannyKenzie.com, KENSY.com. That's my social media handle, Danny Kenzie. So you'll find me right there.
All right. And he's got some great stuff out there, folks. Oh, yeah. You really will enjoy it. Plan on spending a little bit of time because you're going to have some fun when you get out there. Danny, I wanted to ask you, too, and I wondered if this plays into this last song. When I saw the title, when you sent us your music and God's Got His Cowboy, I thought, wow, that's interesting. This is going to be quite a song. I certainly didn't expect what it turned out to be. And it is indeed a tribute to Toby Keith. Was Toby a big influence on you?
He was. He definitely was. I had two favorite artists that both sadly passed away. One was Toby, and one was Hal Ketchum.
Mm-hmm.
And and I've had two possibilities with both of them. One was Hal trying to write a song with them, but it was a little bit too late. His health was declining, so it never happened. But Toby, I had a chance to perform with. Years ago, I'd say years ago, probably about, I don't know, 5, 6, maybe 10 years ago, I guess, maybe years mm-hmm. ago, but he had, they had these bars called, I love this bar and grill, Toby's Keith's place, around the country. So there was a venue he opened up in Virginia. And, the stipulation was when they opened one up, he had to perform there at least within 1 year. And the time that he was to perform there, the venue called and said, hey, would you like to open for Toby? And I was like, man, it'd be so great, but I've got a wedding this Saturday to play, and I can't get out of the wedding. So it didn't happen. But heard some great stories, had some friends who actually wrote songs with him. I've got a friend of mine that actually turned down Red Solo Cup and gave it to Toby to do instead of him, his band called the Trailer Choir. And so, you know, I got a lot of connections. That's that, like, what, seventh degree, whatever you call it, you know what I'm talking about. But not quite, you know, didn't quite get a chance to meet him. But he was a great hero of mine.
Well, and I've got to say, you mentioned Hal Ketchum. We had a Hal Ketchum that married into our family years ago. obviously not the same gentleman.
Right.
But just because of the name, we went and saw Hal Ketchum at a county fair in Michigan. Oh my goodness, 20 years ago. But I do recall that when you mentioned that, I thought, oh, hey, I've seen him.
You know, it was Hal's birthday. When was Hal's birthday? Last Thursday was Hal's birthday, April 9th. And yeah, I saw him one time in concert, and I've always liked the stuff, his story writing, his storytelling. Yeah. He was an amazing songwriter, and I always wanted to write a song with him, but it's like, so close.
Yeah. Well, now you can write one for him.
Yeah, exactly right.
Which is what this song is. And I know I gave it away, but tell us about God's Got His Cowboy.
Well, the day when we found out that Toby passed, I called up my buddy Barefoot Joe and I said, hey, we've got to write a song for Toby. You know, both inspiration for both of us. And I said to Barefoot, I said, God's Got His Cowboy. That's the name of the song. We got to do it. So we wrote the song just via phone. You know, we live about, 20 minutes from each other, but we wrote the song really quickly, 20, 25 minutes, and it was done. And we said, we got to take it to the studio now. So went to Nashville, recorded it at Hilltop Studios, got it to radio, and radio still spinning it, which is fantastic. And it was just a really feel-good tribute song to Toby. And what we were doing is, with every download of the song, a good portion of that song is going to the Toby Key Foundation, the OK Kids Corral. So me and Barefoot Joe wrote the song pretty quickly, and we love it, and we still play it, and quite a bit. We get a lot of requests for it, and I think it's probably got over a million streams now on those little. Well, Spotify and Pandora, all that stuff. So,
well, and congratulations on supporting the foundation like that too, because that foundation does some amazing work. Yes. Just absolutely amazing work.
I do.
And I'm so happy to see that it's continued on now too.
Yep.
Well, let's give this a listen, and folks, you're going to love the references here. You're going to love the way Danny and Barefoot have spun this together. It's a phenomenal song. This is God's Got His Cowboy.
He picked that old guitar every chance he could, sang from the heart like a real country boy would. I know that straw hat of his could probably tell a lot of good stories. And it was there for my horses, whiskey for my men. Pull one out for how you like me now. Don't let the old man in. We're all singing around the campfire, but it won't be the same. 'Cause God's got his cowboy out there chasing Jesse. Brought the party every time he played, from sold out shows to USOs, he did it all his way. And that boy from Oklahoma sure made country music proud. You should have seen the crowds. It was fair for my horse, whiskey for my men. Pour one out for how you like it now. Don't let the old man in. He taught us how to love this bar, but it won't be the same. 'Cause God's got his cowboy after chasing Jesse James. He made it a mare. Red soda cup, whiskey girl, big old truck. A lot more action, a little less talk. Just as good as he ever was. and it's there for my horses, whiskey for my men. Pour one out for how you like me now. Don't let the old man in. You need a far world like the fourth that you like, then it won't be the same. Y'all's guy's got his camel after chasing Jesse James. Yeah, big dog daddy, fly high. We won't forget your name. 'Cause God's got his camel, keep on chasing Jesse James.
Yes, sir. God's got his cowboy. That's Danny Kenzie. And that is just a wonderful, wonderful song. What a great tribute to a great man and an incredible performer.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, that always gets me. This song always gets me when I sing it or hear it. And it, you know, it won the Song of the Year with the Josies in 2024, mm-hmm. which is also another great thing. And yeah, you know, if you notice that last piano part, da 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 da, people are like, where do I hear that from? Where was that from? And it's should have been a cowboy. And it's like, mm-hmm. I had to play it, and I didn't play this piano track here. This was done by a guy named Danny, who's with Miranda Lambert. And but when I played it, the work tape, I'm like, I gotta have this in here somewhere. Yeah. Da 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 da. Yeah. So it worked out pretty well.
Oh, that's fantastic. That is fantastic. Danny, thank you so much for sharing this all with us tonight.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Well, this was an awful lot of fun. Now I want to hear the toilet song when that's ready.
It is actually done, ready, just waiting for the right time to put out there. So it's coming soon.
And hopefully we'll see you at this year's Josie Music Awards as well.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be there.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We'll be looking for you. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have a treat, Andrew Moore and Hooch.
We are looking forward
Andrew
to
Moore,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, he's a lot of fun. We're going to have a good time with that as well, just like we did with you, Danny Kenzie. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you all for having me.
And folks out there, if you know more guys like Danny Kenzie, you can make us laugh and play some great music. We want to know about him. We want to get him on the show. Drop us an email, vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. If you want to know where we're going to be, you want to bother us, you want to have some fun with us, vehiclecitysound.com is the website. You know where everything's going to be happening with us at that point. We thank you so much for all your support, Danny. Thanks for being on the show. And hey, everybody, do good things.